Welcome to Vacation Station, hosted by Lisa and Nancy, editors of BigBlendMagazines.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Big Blend Radio's Vacation Station Travel Show with Nancy and Lisa. Today, we welcome back travel writer Debbie Stone, who we love to call the Fire Monkey. She got that name back in Southeast Asia. That was it, Bhutan Travel? I was going to call it Travel Monkey is your new name, Debbie. I don't know. You know what it is?
It was Bhutan.
It was Bhutan. It's because your Twitter handle is Travel Stone, and so
that's
now
right.
I'm calling you Travel Monkey. But she's not a monkey. She's quite a lovely lady, and she's traveled the world and recently went to Telluride, Colorado. I mean, this is one heck of a hiking destination, yeah. Nature destination. But she's joining us to talk about kind travel. And you know, we talk about responsible and sustainable travel on the show all the time. And Nancy and I try and do, you know, you think about volunteering, you think about just having an authentic experience, but doing it in the right way. And she had quite an experience there. She hiked, she experienced waterfalls, took a gondola ride, see, she is a monkey, through the mountains.
Okay.
She enjoyed regional cuisine and stayed at the Lumiere. And I don't know how to pronounce this correctly, as you know, Lumiere with Inspirato. And this is all part of the hotel booking platform called kindtraveler.com. I encourage you to go to the website. It's very cool what they're doing. And so she went there. And Debbie's story is up on nationalparktraveling.com now. Just type in Telluride and you'll find it. So welcome back, Debbie. It's quite an introduction you get today.
I will never lose the monkey part of the
no.
name, will I?
It's no.
Either, you know, fire monkey, traveler
no,
monkey.
Travel
I
monkey.
Just, you know.
Now you get to
how
be
about,
a gondola
how about
monkey.
How about kind monkey next?
Oh, okay. I like kind monkey.
Kind monkey.
I like that. I like that.
Travel kind time, monkey.
I like the whole term kind traveler. It takes it,
yes.
You know, because I think we get all these buzzwords like responsible tourism. Now it's transformative travel, but kind
right.
traveler, that is a... I think it's an important term, especially now as a lot of our tourism destinations, whether it's a restaurant, a shop, a hotel, with a lack of staff and things moving
yes.
slower, even just in shops, things aren't coming in. You know, parts are delayed, whether you could buy a bicycle
right.
and can't get your parts. So we kind of have to have some patience, but I like the word kind better than patience. Because
yeah, I really... was drawn to this booking site because it's very socially conscious. It's a platform that lets travelers have some sort of good impact, a positive impact upon the communities, the environment where they're going to visit, the destinations, the properties. And so I was just drawn to it because I thought, you know, you can contribute in some way to that place that you're visiting to affect whether it's the, you know, the people, the services, whether it's the, like I said, nature and the environment. There's all sorts of aspects to this program, and each property, such as the Lumiere with Inspirato Hotel, 100% of whatever your donation is goes to that particular cause that the property has earmarked. So
nice.
In the case of the Lumiere with Inspirato, the donations there go to the Telluride Foundation.
Cool.
And in this case, helping to provide emergency medical care to local families who need it. And
oh, that's
so
awesome.
It just there is something that is a feel-good component there. And they call it the give and get kind of program. But there is something that I think empowers travelers in this way.
Mm, I like it too.
That's
because
nice.
you're connecting a charity, a local community charity. So it makes you think more of Telluride as a community to get to understand the people behind the destination instead of, you know, just a hike, the amazing things which we're going to talk about, all the hiking and waterfalls and gondolas and food you experience. But and talk about the hotel too, but I think it's a really cool way to get to understand where you are and to understand what the hotel cares about.
Exactly. And what I like about it is, like when I said, it's 100% of it. You know how sometimes you know, you may contribute to an organization, but a percentage of that contribution goes for administrative costs, for example. So it's not all of what you're giving that is going to the cause or the people that you'd like to help or whatever it might be. And so in this case, you know that 100% of that donation goes directly to the cause. And so that makes me feel, you know, even better about that. I'm reassured by that because sometimes you just don't know how much really of your contribution is going to direct, you know, instead of a middle situation.
And also the hotels, you're saying that the properties at joinkindtraveler.com, and everyone, you can go to lumierewithinspirato.com, and that's L-U-M-I-E-R-E with inspirato.com. It's I-N-S-P-I-R-A-T-O. That these properties, it's not just anybody can sign up. You have to have like a cause you believe in. You have to have, you have to care about environmental sustainability. And I think that's really important too.
Yeah, and they are working. I mean, they're continuously. They started in, I think they started in 2016, so it's been a couple of years, but it has really grown. And, you know, it works now with, I think, 140 hotels, 90 charities, 22 countries.
Wow.
And so, you know, it has really spread and has become, you know, internationally recognized in this industry, in this sustainable tourism world, and they've gotten some recognition and some awards, and I think it's just a really worthwhile endeavor.
Nice.
This is cool.
I like
and the hotel, you said it's more like residency. It's like a residence hotel almost compared to a hotel, but you said it's like a 5-star hotel because it's still, you know, luxurious with all these amenities, but like you had a 1,000+ square foot room.
Oh, I know. It was just, it was
like,
incredible.
Hello, that's a house.
Yeah, it was a one bedroom, beautiful, you know, one bedroom residence, you know, really spacious, really, you know, lots of wonderful places, ample sitting area, dining area, full stocked chef's kitchen. They put a nice breakfast basket in there so that you know, can make your own breakfast in the morning. Nice big king bed, a great bathroom, washer and dryer, and, you know, the nice deck that you can go out and look at the mountain views.
There
and
we
then
go.
Another gas fireplace. It just, it really kind of had all the bells and whistles, I think. I like the location, although it wasn't right in the center town of Telluride. It's in Mountain Village, and you reach it via, you know, you can drive, of course, up there and drive into Telluride. But the fun is using the gondolas to get back and forth into town because
cool.
I mean, how much fun
That's
is it to
cool.
you know just sit in a gondola and look at that gorgeous scenery as you're coming
how
into
cool.
Telluride. I love it, you know, and you don't have to worry about parking and driving. It just was like, this is fabulous, and then just walk steps to your hotel from, you know, the gondola. And the village itself
That's
is great
cool.
because it's got, you know, restaurants, it's stores, you know, it has a bit of a nice area for people to congregate at. And then, you know, you just hop and step into the gondola, and 12 minutes later, you're down
cool.
in the middle of the Telluride.
See, this is the monkey experience, but I like this. No drinking and driving, but this is like, what a view to, you know.
Here's a monkey on the go.
Well, because it's, you know, even you have this photo of the downtown, the village, with the little plaza area where you see the gondolas at the there. And I'm going, oh, my gosh, they look like miniature restaurant booths, like that they could have used during like the main pandemic of COVID.
Well,
like,
you know, in that middle, in the middle of one village scene with those little gondolas, those were used for eating.
That's
so,
what I
thought. Yeah, and they've kept them there, and they're being used. And, I thought it was a great idea, and it just went in with the whole theme, you know. Telluride itself, a lot of people know it as being this mecca for skiers and snowboarders. But, you know, in the rest of the year, it's this incredible mecca for hikers and mecca for, you know, mountain bikers. And, you know, it's just it's an all-season outdoor playground.
Yeah,
so
it has incredible history too, because I think Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid their first bank robbery was in Telluride. They
really?
They robbed in like the mid 1800s. They robbed the San Miguel Bank, their first bank robbery. And I think Butch Cassidy was born in Telluride, or grew up there. No, he was born somewhere else, but he grew up there. And then he just, you know, when he was like a young 20-year-old, him and his buddies robbed that was their first bank robbery right there.
Oh my God.
How about that?
And isn't Buffalo cool Bill didn't Buffalo Bill hang out there too?
I'm not sure.
I believe
sure.
so. You know, all those men, I think that they, you know, were all in and around Colorado, you know, and, you know, New Mexico, Arizona. I mean, they were, you know, they every time I go to a different town, it's like, oh, you know, Bill you know, he was here.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you know, Kit Carson was here. And, you know, like, there's just so much, there's such a wealth of really colorful characters that, you know, were in and around the area. And Telluride is this, it's a, you know, beautiful, historical, Old West town.
Yeah.
You know, that is definitely, you know, now it really attracts people who really want the outdoors, I think. And that's, I mean, it's just one of those quintessential places in Colorado, but it is, I think it's quite special. And I've been there.
Yeah,
a couple
I think
times,
you
now.
Kind of have this, you know, Oregon, the last time we talked to you about Rogue Valley and Oregon. And I mean, you've done Oregon a few times over the last couple of years, let's say since the pandemic, and I know you've been there before. You kind of have this love affair with Oregon, and I'm seeing more and more, like, we still have other stories for me to publish on Colorado. I'm thinking that you are kind of attracted to Colorado like you are with Oregon.
You know, it's just, I mean, first of all, it's you know, in my backyard, so to speak, living in Santa Fe, so it's really easy to get to Colorado, and it's makes for a great road trip, whether it's a weekend or a week or 2 weeks or whatever, but there's so much there. I mean, it's so much natural beauty that just draws me back all the time, whether it's the mountains or the rivers or the lakes or these archaeological sites and these formations. I never tire of it because that beauty just runs really deep.
So Debbie, the one thing, you know, we really want to talk about too is that you went hiking, and I know Telluride in Colorado is such a mecca for that. It's like there's, you know, and everyone wear layers when you go to Colorado, but you managed to get out there on some trails and do it at the right time, so you didn't get too much of the crowd thing that's going on out in our parks and public lands right now.
Yeah, you know, when I hike, I really leave early. I don't want, I mean, you know, I have no problem sharing a trail, but to be honest with you, I'd prefer the opportunity to get some solitude, some peace, and some quiet, and really to be able to, if I'm out there and about in nature, that's what I want. I don't want to be in a steady single file line of people that are heading up the trail and then also heading down the trail and having to, you know, sidestep people. It's just it and dogs, and you know, I love animals. I think it's great they're out, you know, I love the kids that are out there, I love families, but it's just nice when I can take the opportunity to have something pretty much to myself. So if I leave really early, I can get that. And yes, you do wear layers, because if you do leave early in the morning in Colorado, it's colder. But there are so many beautiful trails in this area. There's some beautiful waterfalls, Bridal Veil and the Bear Creek Falls are great. And then this lakes, you can hike out to lakes. I went out to Hope Lake. It just, to me, those rewards, like I said in the story, I'm somebody who loves to have those kinds of rewards at the end of the hike. I know the journey is great and it is wonderful, but it is nice to have something at the end of the trail, whether it be a waterfall, whether it be a lake, whether it be some sort of formation. It's just nice to know that you're hiking towards something like that. And you know, particularly water is I'm drawn to that.
Mm. It's the goal, you know?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, like I said, the journey is great. I mean, that's, I mean, we're hiking. It's a journey. It's wonderful. And then you get, you know, you get excited when you're, you know, that you're going to be almost reaching, whether it's the top of some mountain point or whether you're, you know, you're reaching the mountain lake that's there, and you get excited about it. And you, you know, there is that reward, you know, not only the physical exertion to get there and all that you go through and the scenery that you, you know, climb through or trek through, but it's that wonderful, you know, tangible reward at the end.
Oh, and you saw marmots.
Yes, I love them. They're so much fun to watch. I mean, you're just we're sitting there and we're having our snack or whatever it is, and you know, you're looking all over the place, and they're just scurrying so everywhere. Cool. They're just so much fun to watch. I love watching marmots.
You know what?
They're so cool.
Apparently, there are woodchucks over on the east side of the country. Because we saw marmots go into farmyards and stuff like that. And I'm like, it's a marmot. And people are like, that's not a marmot. I'm like, it is. I looked it up. They're like, it's a woodchuck or a groundhog. Yeah. So, it's all good, you know, to me, whatever you want to name it, but it's a marmot and they're so cool to me. They're awesome.
It's like going to a prairie dog town, so to speak, you know, and you're watching them go in, you know, they go in and they're tunneling and they go, you know, and they're hysterical to watch. And then they stand up on their, you know, hind legs and like, it just, they're looking around and I don't know. I love to
love it.
Wildlife. It's just, it's fun. And if you just sit and you're quiet, you can see a lot.
Yeah, it's true.
It's, you know, to me, when you look at, you know, getting out there in nature and being able to have that solitude is because you do work hard. Hiking is not, you know, just going for a little easy walk. Hiking is hiking. And when you're up in the altitude, that's one thing I liked about what you were talking about in your article about at the hotel or it's the residency at the Lumiere. That the chef's basket also had like a package to help you get acclimated to the area.
Right, right. You know, for climatizing, you know, to you know, help you with that. And, you know, they encourage you to, of course, you know, hydrate as much as you possibly can, which is the most sensible thing to do when you're in a higher elevation, especially for people that are coming from sea level. And there's a lot of people that come from sea level to Colorado and or New Mexico, whatever, and they don't realize, you know, when they step off the plane or whatever it is, that, you know, they're several thousand feet above from where they're comfortable, and all of a sudden they, you know, are, you know, they get tired or get a headache or, you know, but you know, the worst thing to do is, you know, get off the plane, you know, and then go for a hike up in, you know, 9,000 whatever it is, feet, 10,000 whatever, and have not acclimated to that. So I always tell people that come here to Santa Fe, because we're at like 7,200 feet, you know, just give yourself a little bit of time. If you've got some time, you know, get acclimated.
Yeah, that's good advice.
Exactly. And going up, I mean, this is like what you're saying, pristine wilderness, where you're going through forests and you see those lakes. And I mean, the lakes to me, it's just like, you see these photos everywhere and then you're there. It's just like,
To me, those alpine lakes are stunning. I mean, you know, they're definitely worth the effort that it takes sometimes to get up there, but they're just like, you know, you just come upon them and you're like, oh my gosh, look at this beautiful, beautiful lake that's surrounded by all these peaks too. And it's just, I don't know. It's just, to me, it's such a wonderful opportunity for people to get that kind of reward.
You did that, and then even the gondola ride. So, I mean, I'm going, you know, the four seasons, that right now we're recording this in the fall. Can you imagine being there now in the fall season?
The colors are just magnificent. You know, it's just, I was actually just back up in Colorado for a wedding. And,
shocking.
In Boulder of all, I mean, you know, a beautiful town, and you could start, I mean, you could start to see those, you know, just in driving, and it just, the colors were just starting to turn, and they were just, it was beautiful. You know, there's nothing more beautiful than fall in Colorado, but then fall in the Midwest, and then fall everywhere.
If you go to blendradioandtv.com, you'll see, you know, your puzzle of Lake Michigan in the fall. Yes. That was pretty. Yep. It's so pretty. Yep. Well, we did a little bit of Midwest in the fall. We did a little bit of Colorado in the fall last year, or 2019. I don't know where we've been, how far, when, and how. But we were there and did drive from I know you did the Legends Highway, right?
Highway
of the Legends, which Nancy and I have done on and off throughout mm-hmm. the years, but never pieced it together like you did. And everyone watch for that article from Debbie coming up too. And you went to Kuchara. And
yep.
Nancy
oh,
and I
yes.
did that in the fall. We mm-hmm. drove from Walsenburg. We went to visit a friend I actually used to play music with her back in when we lived in San Diego up in the mountains in Julian. She was my music partner. And so we went to go see her. We went from one mountain town to there in September. It was mid to late September and went through Pagosa Ooh. Springs. And the drive was yes. incredible. But from Walsenburg, we went through the forest to Kuchara.
Yep.
And the fall colors were like, wow. And got to Kuchara. I mean, these were all dirt roads, forest, you know, kind of.
Right. I went to the dog crazy, bar. Yeah.
And we went to the dog bar, and they did have dogs at the dog bar. And she brought her dog, and her dog didn't like some of the people there, but it was fun. We had so much fun. And there was like it was crazy. But these mountain towns, like Colorado has these cool communities, and it just, it's really interesting because it's such a blend, I get to use that word, of people mm-hmm. from all
Yes.
belief systems of
yep.
political systems or beliefs or whatever. But everyone, I believe, comes together over nature and the outdoors. I think,
yeah,
there's just
that's
that
what they're attracted to. Yes.
Yeah. It's kind of like Alaska, maybe.
Yeah. The motivating factor for going to these places like Colorado, like Alaska, the motivating factor is going to be nature and the environment.
Right.
You know, and so, you know, you do have all, that's the common thread that joins, mm-hmm. I think, the people that come there, you know, and also the people, I think, that live there too, you know?
Yeah, yeah. See, that's it, you know? It's getting out there. I mean, Colorado, I think we've did it so much too over our tour that I could live there for sure. But do you agree about wearing layers when you go out? Because it could be an 80 degree day and then all of a sudden it's like 50 or something.
You know, even you know, if it starts out one way, it's invariably going to change, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It could be from cold to hot, it could be warm to cold,
yeah.
you know, you could have wind, you could have
yeah.
rain, you could have all sorts of things. And so, you know, just being a sensible hiker, you have layers and you can take them
yeah.
off or put them on and as needed. And, you know, it's the wise thing to do because you certainly don't want to get caught somewhere without, you know, and be cold, you know, that's just not going to work, you know.
Yeah. We used to live in Port Elizabeth in South Africa, and they used to call it the, like, four seasons every single day.
Yep.
And it was true. It's like, if you didn't wear layers, so you're
yeah.
going to be really hot, and you're going to be, by the end of the day,
yep.
really cold, and anything could happen. And yes, the wind, at 3 p.m, here comes mm-hmm. the wind, you
yep.
know, so you have to have layers.
But I like it, though. I like having that season change, like, or
oh,
that
my.
Weather change. And, you know, it's like, suddenly it's this, and it's like, it really, I think Colorado teaches you humility, you know, how powerful nature is. And so, it, you know, when you're out hiking and it changes, you're like, wow. And
yep.
the mountains are so big. Telluride, the photos you have coming up there, you're like, man, we're like little things, you know.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
We're so little.
It's a very, you know, kind of one of those awe-inspiring experiences, I think. You know, every time I go and I'm in some place like that, it's like that pinch me moment, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, whoa, this is just, but it does. It makes you feel very small, you know, in terms of, you know, but it also gives you such a respect for your surroundings.
When we talk about that, you know, feeling humble when you go out to nature.
Yes.
To me, it's not I don't want, you know, we always talk about it, all of us that are out and outdoors and nature-fied, we get all like that feeling of humility. It's a positive feeling. It makes
yes,
you realize how amazing this world is. And, you know, just when you think you've done everything, you realize you really haven't even scratched the surface.
No.
And
no.
So
There's
it makes
so
you want to keep living and doing things and exploring
yep.
and go where no other man has gone before.
Probably going where no other man has gone before.
No
That's
other
William
woman
Shatner.
Has gone.
A woman. Well done. Well done. Yes, exactly.
It's totally
That's exactly.
a Star Trek thing.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
This is so cool. So listen, at the end of all these adventures, because you hike, you get to eat. And I know, like, you are. She, you know, Debbie is the fire monkey and she needs her
yeah.
food. And I know, like, Colorado, you had a good time. It looks like you got your fish, because I know you love to eat fish. Was that trout that you got to eat while you were there?
Yeah, Rocky Mountain trout has got to be one of my favorite dishes to have, and you know it's best to have it where it's there and from and local, and you know. But yeah. I know that meat eaters love the elk and the bison. You know, they're specialties of the area as well, the region. So yeah, and Telluride has no end to good food and restaurants and cafes and watering holes and anything else you want to need. That town is got it covered for sustenance. Whether it's libations or whether it's actual food, it's
awesome.
a great spot for good food. And I don't think no matter what it is that you want, you're going to find it there. You really are. So yeah, it's that's what makes it fun. I mean, I love travel and seeing places and experiences and all that kind of stuff and learning. But of course, I love eating as well. So
eating's good.
Yeah,
I like that. And wine? Did you find good wine?
Oh gosh, wine. You know, if you're a wine drinker, if you're if you like distilleries, you know, craft breweries, if you like coffee, you know, it's just everything is there for the taking, so to speak.
Oh, awesome. See, that's that, and breweries.
Yeah. Yes. Well, Colorado's big with craft beer, you know, just like Oregon is, you know, it's one of the hubs for that. Yep. Yeah. So yeah, no, it's just, and what better thing to do than to eat or drink whatever it is that, with a view, you know? I mean, it's one of those things.
You're talking to the queens of wine out on their hiking, you know?
Yes.
To me, that's it. If you're going to climb that mountain and you're going to acclimate to the 10,000 feet level. I mean, we were up there yesterday up in Asheville on the Blue Ridge Parkway, and we're like, we're going up. We just came from, like, you know, Florida, and all of a sudden we're up here. How did that happen? Manatees to elk. Like, what? But it was beautiful. And I know you've been out here hiking and you know, and it's really cool to keep going back to places over time, which is what it seems like we're all doing to certain areas.
Yeah.
Colorado has been one for both of us. Oregon, and we're going to go through Oregon next year again. So I think it's kind of interesting how these places to go in different seasons, even if it's just a month off. You know, we went to a wildlife refuge in Florida, St. Mark's, and only like it was a week to 10 day difference was a change of what was going on with wildflowers and butterflies. It went from, there's a few little butterflies and some flowers to, oh my God, look at this. It's insane. So going back to places, it's a good thing when you can see that full picture, you know?
Yeah,
so I think it's cool.
Visiting places at different times of the year gives you a totally different look at the scenery. You know, it's just, you know, whether you're there in the winter, whether you're in the summer, the fall, the spring, whatever, it's like going there for the first time because you're seeing it in a different, clothed in a different way, you know? Mm.
And listen, when your lodgings provide a washer and dryer and breakfast that you can make yourself so you can get out and about when you're, and that's where hiking places know that. A lot of the bed and breakfast that we stay at, they know, like, okay, if you're hiking, some do continental and put it in your room. So that,
I love that.
Then, because you want to get out early. You know, we're like that. We're up at 4, let's go, know, and
get
the crowds. So
it
I think,
true.
And a washer and dryer for travelers. Yeah.
Oh, it's heaven. That's heaven.
And when you don't have to share it with other people, like, that's even better. Because,
And it's, you know, this the Lumiere with Inspirato also, I forgot to mention that it is, you know, I mean, there's, you know, these
the pools,
the hot tubs and the soaking pools and the dips and the cold pool and the sauna. And, you know, it's just after a day hiking, you just you're thrilled that you have that opportunity to go from one to the other and just soak and enjoy. I think that
fix
that's
your,
you know,
muscles.
That's,
you have
that's
to
so,
fix your
that's
muscles.
That's so sweet. Yeah, it's just so sweet to have that opportunity.
That's, I dig it. I want to go. I want to go back there. So everyone, Lumiere with Inspirato.com. Also check out kindtraveler.com. Debbie's article is up on nationalparktraveling.com. And of course, keep up with us at bigblendradio.com. We air Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern time. If you're in Colorado, or in New Mexico where Debbie lives, but she's rarely home. It's 5 p.m. Mountain Time. But so speaking of that, before we sign off here, Debbie, I know you're getting ready to do a whole bunch more traveling. Is this the Northeast part? I'm getting...
Yes,
keep up with you. The other day I was like, how was the Northeast? And you're like, I wasn't there. I'm like,
I mean, going from this past month, it's been like, you know, we were up in Oregon and Washington, then Colorado, and now we're going to coastal Maine for a while, as doing some leaf peeping in New Hampshire and Vermont. But I'm going to go up the coast of Maine and stay in some coastal inns and go up to Acadia and do some hiking and and eat some lobster.
Awesome.
Okay.
Well, have fun, Fire Monkey. And
Thank you.
Yeah, go swing from the top of a lighthouse.
Okay.
With a lobster roll in hand, okay?
Yeah, that's right.
I want to see that picture. All right. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much. Take care.